Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners around the globe. I am your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi. My friends and clients call me America's India Expert. To know more about me, please visit my website, www.drrafshanhashmi.com. Callers, you can press 1 on your phone keypad if you want to be part of this conversation, and your calls will be taken in order it is received towards the very end of the episode. Back with popular demand from fans around the world, friends, today I am in conversation live with Muhammad Ali Shah, a new Bollywood or Hindi cinema star who has acted in new blockbuster film Heather. Ali is calling live from India. Ali is son of one of my most favorite person and one of my role model on this earth, the present vice chancellor of my alma mater in India, AMU, Lieutenant General retired Zamiruddin Shah, and nephew of famous actor Nasiruddin Shah. Ali is a very qualified and talented person, and he has served the Indian Army as well as corporate sector in India. Ali is known as Bollywood's new Major Sahab. Ali, welcome to the show. Could you please tell about yourself, Ali?
Thank you, Dr. Hashmi. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on this show. I am Major Muhammad Ali Shah here. I grew up in a boarding school in Ooty, Lawrence School, Lovedale, and where I was actively involved in plays, theatre, dramatics, debates, declamation. And after which I went to Pune, to Ferguson College. Why Pune? Interestingly, because my father is an alumni of the National Defense Academy, which is in Pune. And my uncle, Mr. Nasiruddin Shah, is an alumni of Film and Television Institute of India, which is also in Pune. So, and these are my two ideals in life. I thought if I go to Pune, I will get a chance to see both the lives, both the academies, both the institutes from close, and I'll get a good opportunity to decide for myself whether which line I would like to toe. This had its own advantages and disadvantages. The advantage: I went to Pune, I saw the National Defense Academy, I saw the Film Institute. I loved both the lives. I loved the art and the craft of filmmaking. I loved the disciplined life of being in the forces. I am a very greedy actor, and I can say I'm a greedy person as well. So I thought I would want the best of both worlds for myself. So I joined the Short Service Commission in the Army, and after which I am now in Mumbai trying to make a career in acting. And God's been very, very kind. The city has looked up, and I am already working with the leading directors in the Hindi film industry in a short span. And so after my graduation from Pune, where I won Mr. Pune, I got into a bit of modeling, which I didn't enjoy too much. I did a bit of plays there. And then I came to Delhi. I worked with a call center with an American company called Genpact. That time it was popularly known as GE Capital International Services. I worked in the call center. Call center, why again? Because I would get a chance to do voice modulation, and I would learn about various accents. My diction would get better, and which were a cure for an actor. After I worked with this company for a year, I joined the Army. During the Army, I trained at Chennai. And I thought, which organization would teach you and train you in martial arts, deep water diving, mountain climbing, rock climbing, hang gliding, you name it, and adventure sports, water sports, and you'll also get a handsome salary to learn all that. And, of course, the satisfaction of having served the country. I was very lucky. I got the best of postings, the best, I would say, because I served in all exotic locations such as Jammu and Kashmir for 2 years, fighting counterinsurgency there. Then I was in, for 3 years, I was in the northeast in the state of Nagaland, where I happened to learn Nagamese and speak fluent Nagamese the way I speak English or Hindi. After the Army, I wanted to study further, though I want to be an actor, yes. but I thought there's no harm in qualifying and in adding on a qualification and equipping yourself. So I went to the premier B school of the country. I went to the Indian Institute of Management, IIM Calcutta. I majored in marketing, passed out from there, got placed on... Well, I wasn't sitting for my campus placements because I was very clear that I want to go to Mumbai and I want to... Well, actually, to be honest, not Mumbai. I wanted to go to LA, actually. I wanted to go to Hollywood. Well, I feel if you want to be there for the best, why go for the ultimate? Why reduce the standards? And I felt I had it all that it takes to make it there. So I thought, let me start by going to Mumbai first. I wasn't sitting for the campus placements. My professors were very fond of me since I was very actively involved in the dramatic society at IIM Calcutta. So I sat for the campus placement. They gave me a very lucrative offer, which was very hard to resist. I thought, let me take up this job, save money for a year, and with that money, then go to Mumbai. But I wouldn't be needing every penny there. And I was newly married. My wife is doing her PhD from Jawaharlal Nehru University, Delhi. And my wife is very, very supportive. She said, just follow your passion. Only then you'll be able to excel in whatever you want to do. So I took up this job on campus. I worked with this company for 4 years until I got a better offer. I switched companies, and the reason why I was in a job is because while I was passing out from IIM Calcutta, I got to know of affordable housing project in Mumbai. I thought, let me buy my own house and then go there, instead of, you know, going and staying there on rent and blowing up all my savings in a couple of months and then coming back and not knowing what to do with yourself. So I waited for that house to get constructed. Once I got possession, that's the time I resigned from my job, moved into Mumbai. Now, there was a lot of uncertainty whether what I'm going to be doing next. I reached Mumbai, all right. Now, what next? It's something like you go to LA, you reach Hollywood to be an actor. You've reached, fine. What next? Where do you go? Who do you meet? Who do you contact? Who do you look up to? And I wanted to be known as a self-made man. I wanted to do it on my own steam. And I, initial few days, I was on the run. I don't like sitting and just, you know, whiling away time and waiting for things to happen to me. I realized I have to make things happen now. Things can't just, I can't be sitting and waiting for things to happen. So I started, you know, expanding my network. Did a few plays, did a play over there, did two plays, Ghalib and Ghalib ke Khutoot in Urdu, in Chesht Urdu, with Mr. Tom Alter, who is of American origin instantly, but he's an Indian now, and he speaks fluent Hindi and Urdu. In fact, he would be a little embarrassed if I say this, but he even signs autographs in Urdu, which is remarkable. A person from American origin coming to India and speaking better Hindi and Urdu than the locals here. Remarkable. Then Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj was making a film. It was an adaptation, a Hindi adaptation of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj already had done the adaptation of Macbeth, Makhbul, Othello, Onkara, and now he was doing an adaptation of Hamlet, Heather. So I was very lucky to have got a chance to work with him. And we went to Kashmir, and we shot for Heather. He gave me a role of an army officer because I had already served in the army. And as Stanislavski said, if you cast someone who is actually that person as an actor, that person wouldn't need to act. And so Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj was a genius. So his genius mind, he put that together, and he said, Ali, why don't you do this role? And I did that role, and the film has taken the world by storm, incidentally. It's done really well, and which we all knew. I knew from day one, and I always give positive vibes. My philosophy in life has been to remain positive, always think best, and always expect good things to happen. Only then you'll attract positivity, and it's science, actually. You know, I just realized, I think I have given the introduction a bit too long, Dr. Hashmi. Yes, sorry. Anything
you
want
to
ask?
Just go ahead and tell your what was your role in this movie, Heather?
Right. In Heather, I was this army major who comes on a tip-off, on an information to this village, and where he gets an input where some insurgents are hiding. He comes to pick them up, and he gives them a chance to surrender. But they don't listen to his request to surrender, and ultimately he has to go through the identification parade where this informant ultimately indicates that so-and-so is the suspect, so-and-so is the militant, so-and-so is helping and empathizing with the militants, with the insurgents, and we pick him up, and a soldier of mine gets shot when he enters the house to, you know, to neutralize the insurgent when I get the report. And my subordinate wants to send in reinforcement to clear the house, but I tell him that, you know, no militant dead or alive is worth my soldier's life. And which also I believed in when I was serving in the army as well. Why should we lose our jawans, our soldiers, our troops over insurgents? I don't think, I think the value of our soldiers is much, much more, much, much more than we can ever, ever imagine. So as a result, I end up blowing up the entire house which has been hosting and empathizing and helping the insurgents, which gives rise to Hamlet that's being played by Mr. Shahid Kapoor, by Heather. My Heather's trauma starts from there. When his house is blown up in flames, his father has been picked up by the army for helping the insurgents, and he starts, the whole film is based about now that he starts looking out for his father and refuses to give up and starts his campaign to hunt for his father and to get him back. So that character as such, which the genius of Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj portrayed it as, was a very important character because he gives the start to the entire story. And it was a great learning experience with Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj. I learned so much. What a fine human being he is. What a fine human being. And not only with the artists, with every person, every single individual on the set, he would make them feel very comfortable. He would make sure they feel confident about themselves. He would make sure they're well looked after. He would make sure the lunch break is on time. He would make sure the tea break is on time. And he is a hard task master. Let me tell you that also. He would make sure as far as the craft, as far as the work is concerned, there are no compromises. He's a thorough professional and a wonderful team player and a great team leader. Yes, Dr. Hashmi.
So Ali, can you tell the audience who are listening to you that what was your dialogue in Hindi and then its translation in English? Can you please do that for us?
Sure. There was a lot of silent acting which I had to do without the dialogues. I think that is, people say it's very challenging. I feel if you're an actor, nothing is challenging because if you're an actor, you're an actor. Either you're an actor or you're not. It's like either you're truthful or you're not. And I don't think there's something as good acting or bad acting. It's either you are emoting with truth or you're not emoting with truth. So, well, there was a lot of emotion which I had to emote in silence. However, the dialogues which I had were when I give the insurgents a chance to surrender, I tell him, Ikhlaq Latif, surrender kar do. Dekho. भारतीय कानून के तहत तुम्हें पूरा मौका मिलेगा अपने आप को बचाने का हथियार अंदर रख के बाहर आ जाओ यू डोंट हैव अ चांस मारे जाओगे एंड दिस वाज वन व्हेन आई एम मेकिंग द अनाउंसमेंट फॉर हिम टू सरेंडर व्हिच मींस इखलाक लतीफ हु इज अ टॉप इंसर्जेंट कमांडर प्लीज सरेंडर सी एज पर द इंडियन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन एंड एज पर द इंडियन लॉज यू विल गेट अ फुल fair chance, fair trial to save yourself and to prove that you're innocent, if at all you are, that is. And please keep your weapon inside and come out. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. You've been surrounded. You will get killed by us. He doesn't listen. And then I get, I see that one of my soldiers have got shot. And they're taking him on a stretcher. And that was a, that feeling that I caught Dr. Hashmi at that moment, at that time. I just completely forgot, or I would say I was completely unaware of the camera. It was a real feeling. It was something which I've actually experienced earlier. And acting is nothing but recreating your experiences once again. And that's exactly what I did here. The feeling that ran, the chill that ran through my spine, that the goosebumps I got, the feeling I got was so real, that I think Mr. Vishal Bharadwaj got the real emotions out of me. And then my subordinate reports to me that, you know, ek Lakh Latif ab tak zinda hai, hamare unke do militant maar diye hain, aur hamara ek zakhmi ho gaya hai, reinforcement bhejein kya? Means that ek Lakh Latif, the militant commander, is still alive. Two of the insurgents have been shot, one of our chaps have been shot. Should we send a reinforcement party to go and enter and neutralize the enemy? Enemy, they are our own people actually. However, they are insurgents. They have been brainwashed and they have gone the other side, which is a very sad and sorry, a sad state of affairs. And so that anyone we are fighting against is enemy. So I, that's when I say that no bloody militant, dead or alive, is worth my soldier's life. Then I instruct my rocket launcher party, party, load, ready, fire, and that's when we blow up the house. So as far as the dialogue is concerned, it was not much of a screen time, but the character is so important because he gives rise to the entire story. He starts the entire story. Because of that character, only the whole story starts. Otherwise, and he picks up Heather's father and he blows up this house. In the entire film, they have been a lot of shots where Heather, played by Mr. Shahid Kapoor, comes back to the burnt house and, you know, and keeps missing his childhood days where he spent. And so let me tell you one thing, Dr. Hashmi, people who play a negative shade at times on screen in real life are actually very good people in real life. They are not as bad in real life. Anyhow, having said that, I don't think it was a negative shade. It was rather, I would say, it was a very positive shade, because this army major is giving a chance to the insurgents to surrender. And if they come out, they'll get a full-fledged fair trial and a full opportunity to save themselves. But they don't listen. They don't surrender. And instead, one of his men, his soldiers, gets shot. He's left with little choice but to blow up that house. Now, people might empathize or they might sympathize with that. You blew up someone's house. But then that character was just doing his job. As an actor, I was doing my job. As a soldier, as an army man, you have to do your job. There's no other way about it. Dr. Hashmi.
So, what other projects are you working, Ali?
Well, Dr. Hashmi, to be honest, I don't think I am permitted to talk about my projects or not. Just the way when we last spoke, and I could not mention about Heather at all. But now that it's released, I feel I am at liberty to talk as much as I want about it as I can. However, there are a few directors who have given me the leeway to talk about their projects. There's one, again, an ex-army major, Major Sajid KV. He's making an English film, The Ruffian, in which I am playing the lead actor. It is based on William Somerset Maugham's story, The Man with the Scar. In this film, I am a young man of 22 years old. I am also a middle-aged man of about 45 years old. So it would show my versatility, the kind of range of a character that I am able to play. And there are a lot of plays that I am doing. There is one play I am performing on 1st of November at Sri Ram Center, Mandi House, near the National School of Drama at 7 p.m. sharp. So if any of you happen to be in Delhi around that time, you're most welcome. Please be my guest and please come for this play. It's, as I mentioned, about the actor Tom Walter of American origin. He is playing Mirza Tafta, who is the lead actor in this play. Mirza Ghalib's close aide, who Mirza Ghalib wrote several letters to. And I am playing Mirza Ghalib's wife's nephew, Nawab Alai, a very important character in this play. So it's theater that I started with and I would love to do and I would continue doing. I am a stage actor. Theater is my passion. However, the sad part is there's no living as a stage actor. You can't earn. You can't keep your kitchen burning. You can't have a full-fledged meal on your table if you are only a stage actor, which is very, very difficult. There are people who are doing stage who are surviving only on theater. However, it's very rare. So the only option left to you is either you have a regular 9-to-5 job, which I had when I was doing theater in Delhi, or you move on to television and films, like the way I am moving on to the bandwagon of moving on to films. There is another leading director of India who is a national award winner. I wouldn't like to name him at the moment. I wouldn't like to name the project. However, yes, I am playing a very, very important part in this film. And he has been very kind and generous to me by giving me a very, not only a lengthy role, it's not just quantity, it's quality. So yes, I am working with a few directors and, well, I wouldn't like to say that I am reading scripts and I am deciding. No, I decide straight away. I don't dilly-dally, take my time and then decide. I like something, like a topic, straight away. That's the way a soldier takes decisions. And as they say, once a soldier, always a soldier. So I am in Mumbai on an army mission to succeed. I would request you and I would request everyone else hearing our conversation to please, please pray for me and keep me in the prayers, which I need badly. Dr. Ashmi?
Yes, we all are praying for you and we are praying for your success, Ali. You are such a nice individual. So, Ali, tell my audience about your views of Hindi cinema.
It is going through a phase of transition. New cinema, new films are being made on different topics. For example, there was a time when in India, films on Kashmir used to be romantic, beautiful, Kashmir ki Kali with Shami Kapoor, who is a very fine actor, and such things. However, now, it's become more intense, more serious, more subject-oriented. I think Heather was the first bold film which was made ever. And I'm so proud to be a part of a cult film like Heather. It is so different films. Many of them are subject-oriented. And interestingly, you don't need a huge budget anymore. If you have the passion, you can do it. I'll give you an example. There's a very dear friend of mine. He's a young director, a very talented director by the name of Mr. Nabil Feroz. He is making a film and he on a very serious, intense topic. Incidentally, the topic here again is terrorism, and he is out to prove a point that if you have passion, if you have the talent, if you have the desire, if you have the zeal, you need not bank on huge funds to make a film. You just follow your heart, listen to your inner calling, and just go ahead and do it. Just do it. It is, there are people who just keep sitting and waiting that, oh, I don't have the funds, I don't have the right script, I don't have a producer, I don't have a production house, I don't have the required actors, I don't have this, I don't have that. If you have to find excuse, you'll find 1,000 excuses. If you have to get going, if you've got to get moving, if you've got to make things happen, people don't need any excuse. You just make things happen and for others to see it and believe it. Dr. Ashmi?
Yes, Ali, that's a great lesson to everybody, you know, because I'm an entrepreneur and I take risk, you know. So people who take risk in their lives are the ones who are successful. The
Correct.
More risk
yes.
you take, the more successful you are. But it depends
exactly.
upon you weigh your benefits and your risk and then make a calculated decision on that.
True.
So,
true.
Ali, who is your favorite actors in Bollywood as well as Hollywood?
Well, I don't know what the term Bollywood honestly is, actually, to be very honest with you. I know if people normally misinterpret it as Hindi cinema or Indian film industry, is as a slang, people use it as Bollywood, which I wouldn't like to use. Well, I would use it for some people who make. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not very comfortable with the word Bollywood. But yes, my favorite actors who I actually idolize universally, I would not talk only about India, are three actors who I actually look up to, who I would like to be known as, or I would like to become like, or I would like my name to be added in the same breath as theirs. But there are a lot of actors who I like, a lot of actors, especially from India. However, the three actors who I truly idolize are, to top the list, Mr. Nasiruddin Shah, my uncle, my friend, philosopher, my guide, my mentor, my teacher, my guru. He is superb. He's undoubtedly the best actor in the world we have today. And we've ever had, I would say that. He acted in a Hollywood film as a lead actor with Sean Connery, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and I think he did a fabulous, remarkable, he's remarkable whatever he does. I also idolize Sir Laurence Olivier, who is of British origin. However, if you have seen the film Othello, he has played the role of an African person so convincingly. His not only his makeup or his fake, he used a fake nose in that, or his looks or his appearance. It is also his accent, his voice, his behavior, his body language. Everything is so convincing. He so versatile. I mean, he proved it that he is phenomenal. I also look up to and I idolize Mr. Shri Kamal Hassan, who has done phenomenal work in India, in the South Indian films, in the Indian film industry, who has played every role differently and so convincingly with so much of truth and so much of passion that's visible. Now, there are various other actors. I love Om Puri ji. I love Irfan Khan saab. I love Nawazuddin Siddiqui saab. I love Manoj Bajpayee. I love so many actors. However, my ideals remain Nasiruddin Shah, Sir Laurence Olivier, Kamal Hassan. Dr. Hashmi?
So, Ali, what inspires you to be an actor?
Very interesting question. Well, I was 5 years old. Oh, well, I am told I was not even 1 year old. I was a baby when I went on stage first in a play, which I don't remember. But what I remember was I was 5 years old when I did this play, and it was in school. I loved the feeling of being on stage and the applause and the appreciation and the adulation I got after the play. People came backstage and they picked me up, and he was a little boy. He was so confident and he was so good. I didn't know how I was doing, good or bad, or how I would fare, or what response I would get. But the adulation I got then, I still remember. Those memories still are there with me. They've stayed with me. It's been 30 years. Yes, it's been 30 years I've been carrying those memories with me. And so that was the time when I thought this is what I love doing, and I really enjoyed it thoroughly. Thereafter, I must have been in class 9th. Until which I had been doing plays in school. I had been winning Best Actor Awards, Best Debater, Best in Declamation. I had directed a play. In fact, I directed 2 plays before I came to class 9th itself. And it was in class 9th when I officially declared to my parents very hesitatingly. I was very scared to tell them that I want to be an actor. At that time, I don't think people took me very, very seriously. They thought, oh, it's a passing phase. Every small child in this world, in this country especially, wants to become an actor at some point of time. So maybe it's a passing phase and he'll outgrow it. But no, that didn't happen. And so my father, the wisdom that he has, he told me, okay, fine, if this is what you want to do, you have our blessing, you have our support, but keep in mind, you must take training. Educate yourself. Equip yourself. Take training as an actor. So I thought of going to the NSD, the National School of Drama, after my school. But sooner I found out that you needed to be a graduate to join the National School of Drama. I didn't want to do my graduation. Not that I was a bad student, but I thought if I want to be an actor, let me hone my skills, sharpen the saw, and learn the craft instead of learning accountancy or business studies or some other subject which I thought may not help me in my profession later on. However, no education goes waste. Everything you learn, everything you experience comes handy sometime in life. And so I did my graduation solely to go to the National School of Drama in Delhi. But after doing 3 years at Pune and seeing the Pune Film Institute from close and the National Defense Academy from close, I realized acting is something which cannot be taught to a person. It has to be learned. You can learn it on your own. You can learn it by observing, by rehearsing, by reading, by practicing, by doing theater, by... an actor's job is to observe other people, yes. But the greatest thing I've learned from Mr. Nasiruddin Shah, from my teacher, is observe your own self also. For example, right now when I'm speaking to you, I think I'm learning because I'm observing the way I'm speaking to you. I'm observing my own self also. So when you act, when there's a camera, when there's an audience, just be oblivious to that. Just don't worry about, you know, don't be conscious. Don't worry that there's someone watching you. Just behave. For example, if I have to play a person who is not mentally stable, if I have to play his role, a normal actor who's untrained would probably ruffle his hair, tear his clothes apart, and start abusing and start walking on the road. But the theory is, why is he abusing? If you can think to the depth that this person was a normal, sane person once upon a time, what trauma did he undergo? What went so wrong in his life that due to which today this is his state? And if you can believe in that and think to that depth, to that extent, automatically you will start abusing the past. Abuses will come to your tongue automatically. You won't need to act. Acting is you don't act. Acting means you are just there. You are behaving. You are not acting. You're not performing. You are there. You are just emoting. Acting is reacting. You've got to react to. And so what I've learned from my teachers, just be truthful, be honest, and before becoming a good actor, you always have to be a good human being first. Only then will you be successful in whatever you do, irrespective whether you be a doctor, you be an engineer, you be a scientist, you be an army officer, you be an actor, you be a director, you might become a clerk, you might become a gardener. If you have to be a gardener, be the best gardener in the world. You should know about all the bushes, the shrubs, the flowers, the plants, how much manure they would take, how much water intake they would need, what kind of sunlight they would need, everything in detail. So acting is a craft which I'm learning, and I'm a student of acting, yes, which I confess I would remain a student of acting till the day I'm buried. I would. It's something which is an ongoing process. Yes, Dr. Hashmi.
So, Ali, how has your background in army and corporate sector helped you to be a new Bollywood sensation?
Okay. Well, had I gone to the National School of Drama, they are a lot of trained actors from the National School of Drama, NSD, who come to Mumbai, who are there, where there's nobody I know of in the Hindi film industry who's actually been an army man, who's actually been from the army and who's there now, who's an actor. So my experience in the army, as I mentioned earlier, as Stanislavski said, you let that person play the character what he's actually been in real life. So Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj, I was the right person at the right time. I met Mr. Vishal Bhardwaj. He was making a film on Kashmir. He was making the adaptation of Hamlet, Heather. There was a role for an army officer, for an army major. He straight away told me, I think this role should be yours. You should be able to do it. And so, yeah, I got my first break from there. It was a small role, but the good part is I feel quite flattered, and I would give the entire credit to the director that he made that role so important, be it small, but it was crisp, powerful, and the character would leave an impact. And he could drive that out from an actor. So I got my first break from there. And after the release, the film has taken the world by storm. It has really shaken up everyone. And so it has opened new doors for me. So that's what my experience in the army certainly did help me get my first break. My education, it is helping me in every way. I mean, every way. The way I would perhaps conduct myself, the way I would meet people, the way I would the way I would read on acting, the way I would study, because acting, you need a lot of gray matter. You need some cerebral stuff. You can't just be a shallow actor without having knowledge. Without doing research, you cannot act. If you have to play a role of, say, a drug addict, you got to do your research. What kind of a drug has he been taking? Since when has he been hooked on it? Why is he taking it? How would he react if he is deprived of that drug for some time? So my entire, like the way when I was in the IIM Calcutta, the Indian Institute of Management in Calcutta, we had to do a market survey, a market research. Similarly, as an actor, I have to do my research. And yes, so all those experiences are certainly helping me in every way. And I'm so glad I decided to go and do my graduation. Because of my graduation, I joined the army. I got an admission in a Premier B school, IIM Calcutta. Because I was in the army, I got a role in Mr. Vishal Bhagwaj's film where I know I have seen people, they can't even locate his office, leave alone meeting him. And here I was sitting, eating, moving around, learning from the genius himself. Heather certainly has, people say, it is his masterpiece. Yes.
So, Ali, your last interview I did was very popular worldwide. What special message do you want to give those fans who are spread throughout the world?
I beg your pardon? Could you repeat that, please?
The last interview I did with you was very popular worldwide. So, what special message?
I didn't ask you to repeat because I wanted to hear it was so popular worldwide, but I generally wouldn't hear. I wanted to hear the second part of it. Yeah, Dr. Hashmi.
Okay. So what special message do you want to give to those fans who are spread throughout the world?
Oh, let me tell you, firstly, I would not say fans because, let me tell you, I rather would be their fans because they are taking the time off and they are watching it and hearing this and it's wonderful of them. The message I would like to give to them is work hard, follow your dreams. If you have a deep desire from within, if you want to achieve something, if you want to get somewhere, now is the time. Just go ahead and get it. Don't wait for anything. There's nothing as tomorrow or when the right time comes. The right time, there's no right time, there's no wrong time. The right time is now. There are things which is now, which you have to achieve now or never. Just go ahead, focus your energies. And as Paulo Coelho said that, if you truly desire something, the whole universe conspires to put it together and bring it for you. So just keep that in mind. And positivity attracts positivity. If you think positively, you create an aura around you. And the universe attracts all the good things towards people who think positively. So always believe in the power of positive thinking. And the human mind is not even aware of what it can achieve, what it's capable of. So please open the windows of your mind and think big. Just think. If you have to do something, just think of the ultimate goal and just go and get it. You can get it. If Mr. Barack Obama can become the president of the United States of America with his sheer willpower, grit, determination, I think he is a living legend. He is an example to all of us. Nothing in this world is impossible. Impossible itself says, I am possible. So just go ahead and get it.
So Ali, what is your dream project you would like to work?
Well, all my projects are going to be my dream project because otherwise I wouldn't be doing them. What I would ultimately be wanting to be known as is, this gentleman is truly a master craftsman of his trade. I would want to be, I aspire for that. To be very honest, Dr. Hashmi, I am not chasing a lot of money, or, you know, I don't dream of a, though I don't mind all that, of course, but I don't dream of a huge big house and a huge luxury car and a fleet of cars. That, if I am good, would follow. That's a different thing. However, what I fantasize about, what actually stimulates me is, if I have to play a different role, which is completely different than what Ali, Major Muhammad Ali Shah, is in real life, that is a true challenge. I love taking challenges and accepting challenges and proving that everything is possible. I would. So my dream project there's no dream project as such. Every project is a dream. Rather, I would say I'm living my dream. It is a dream come true that, you know, I dreamt of being an actor. I dreamt of moving to Mumbai and making it on my own steam. And yes, and God has been kind. He's opened a lot of doors for me. I think it is the positivity a single person has from himself, yes. But the positivity which a person who's married, his wife, also brings in certain energies, certain positivity, yes. Thirdly, my son, my kid, also brought in a lot of positive energies. So I think I don't have positivity or from one person's positivity, I have got three energies working positively together to make things happen for me, and that is the reason all the force has been with me, and that's opening doors. So my dream is, yes, to be known as the greatest actor in the world. It might sound a bit overambitious, but yes, if your dream is not big enough, or if it's not that big that people would laugh at it, I don't think your dream is big enough then. And yes, so my dreams are big. That is my dream project, Dr. Hashmi.
Oh, your son and wife are so sweet. I have met them and they are darlings, you know. I'm so attracted towards your son. He reminds me of my childhood. So he is so sweet. So thanks, Ali, for coming to my show and giving your valuable time. Cheers, and thank you for listening to this episode, friends. This is your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi, now signing off from this episode, and see you in another episode of my radio show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Hashmi. Bye.
You're welcome, Ali. Bye-bye.